impossible for you to keep up with all the goo, the constant nature of it. The forever drip, 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 filling your underpants, filling, 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 to overflow every second of every day. You give in to the goo. You embrace the goo. The goo is a part of you. Slick and sticky. Warm and viscous. The goo is a constant factor in your everyday life. Feel the tip. Feel the tip. Feel the tip of your sliding, snail-like, fluidly across the inside of your underwear. The texture of the fabric is no match for your everything. Is warm and slick in its presence. Your penis is forever lubricated. There aren't enough tissues. There aren't enough bathroom breaks in the world for you to be able to keep up with all that goo. Slick, it's a warm, sexy, good time in your underwear. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everywhere you go, you bring your goo. The goo flows out of like you. Water flows out of the ocean and into river streams. Stream. Your cock forever streams sweetness into your underwear. Arousal is a constant, and your genitals are perpetually swollen with need, puffy and pink, hot to the touch, and always spilling forth your sweet nectar, flooding yourself, filling your underwear all around the clock. Feels good, doesn't it? The heat, the sex, the danger of being constantly on that edge. Always needing, always wanting, ready to erupt at a moment's notice. But you don't erupt. You're not a volcano. You're a leaky, drippy faucet. Drip, drip, drip. Drop, drop, drop. All the day long. Steaming up your underwear like your own personal sauna. And just like a leaky faucet, there's no containing the overflow. There's nothing you can do once the goo begins to flow. You're just a juicy, dripping puddle. Puddles and puddles of love everywhere you go. Everyone can see how turned on you are. You really think people can't see that growing wet spot at the front of your pants? Spreading out over your crotch like a bullseye. Oh, they see. They know. Your embarrassment is a foregone conclusion. The best you can hope for is that maybe someone will help you out. Maybe someone will see what a constantly desperate, horny state you're in and help you bring yourself off. All that penile fluid flooding out past the hem of your underwear, dripping down your thigh, down your pant leg, down your skirt leg, even puddling into your shoes. The goo is a force of nature that you cannot hope to contain. All you can do is give in. Enjoy that warmth. Enjoy that slick snail juice pooling at your feet. Enjoy that feeling of your cock being hard and swollen. It's all a part of who you are. A complete and utter slave to your cock. A walking, talking, orgasm machine. Living for the next climax. That's why the goo is always ready for you. No matter what kind of sex you're having. Whether you're solo or with a partner. Good lubrication is a must. Everything is better when it's wetter, hotter, slicker, slimier, nastier. That's why you spend your every waking moment and sleeping moments too, producing pint after pint of goo. You'd better stay hydrated. This time next month, you'll be producing gallons of it. Enough to fill jug after jug, week after week. A goo factory like you can never get enough of coming and dripping, dripping and coming. And the more you come, the wetter you get, the harder you climax, the more fluid you produce. Only, you're not normal. You don't stop juicing within a few minutes of an orgasm. Like most people do. You just keep going and going and going and going. Just like a broken faucet. Remember? No, it's not normal, but it feels totally natural to you to have your underwear constantly soaked with your own juices, ruining pair after pair. It never fails. By the end of the day, they're sodden, salty, and smelling with the evidence of your uncontrollable horniness, your unchecked lust, your unbridled thirst for deep, rolling, mind-melting orgasms. It's a vicious cycle. The more you come, the more you juice. And the more you juice, the more you need to come. Can't let all that pretty goo go to waste, can we? You're getting gooey for me now. Touch it. Taste it. Smell it. Get in touch with your goo. See how sweet you are. So deliciously good. It's so good that you can't possibly get enough of it. Which is why you're going to produce more goo. And keep on producing it until you're satisfied. Which will be never. You drip. And you leak. And you flood yourself into perpetuity, streaming down your legs, gathering in your shoes, ruining your clothes. Imagine it, the hot slick of your own wet, lubricating you from the waist down, all throughout the day. The nasty, audible squish, and squelch, and squelch, and squish of unchecked fluid pouring out of your genitals. It'll cost you a fortune in dry cleaning, but it's so worth it to have visible, tangible, tastable evidence of what a mindless little cock slave you are. Your thirst is unquenchable. Your need is unbearable. And the goo, the gallons and gallons of goo that you're going to produce for me are evidence that it is so. No one is gooier than you. You're a slimy fucking mess. So many thousands of snails couldn't produce the goo that you do. The slick, the slime, the nasty, thick viscosity of your horny, swollen need pouring out of you like a waterfall. Hot, silky, and oh so good. Like I said before, everything is better when it's wetter, including you. Sure, you're a little embarrassed. Sure, you're a little bit nervous about who can see, and your mouth is getting parched. You're feeling more than a little dehydrated, but despite all this, you're content. You walk around all day in a cloud of wet, gooey, horny haze, knowing at any moment what you have to look forward to. At any time you want, you can pull down your underwear and enjoy the fruits of your arousal. Run your fingers through all that silken goo, all that molten sex and heat flooding out of your cockhead. Go ahead and stretch it between your fingertips. Let it coat your digits. Gather a bunch of it on your tongue. Run your fingers up along your thigh, where it's dripped all down your leg. Then lick your fingers clean. Don't miss a drop. Nothing is naughtier and sexier than tasting your own juice. I want you to notice the heat of that thick, slick slime as it runs out of you. Almost impossibly hot. Calling your attention to it, begging you to lap it up like so much milk. I know you won't ignore it because you're such a good boy, and good boys always clean up their own mess. So, I'll tell you what, little boy, you're going to show me just what a good little boy you can be by making yourself feel oh so good for me. Go ahead. Touch yourself. Fist that cock. And start going to work. You're going to play with your little cock and make yourself feel amazing. So amazing that you can't possibly hold back. And while you do it, you're going to listen to all these squishy, squelchy sounds. And think about them coming from between your own legs. That's what's in your future if you just let go and trust me. And right after you climax, do you know what you're going to do for me? You're going to collect every drop of sweet, sweet goo that you leaked out. And you're going to eat it all up. You're going to savor that goo, that delectable slime, as it coats your tongue, fills your mouth, and rolls down your throat. This is just an appetizer, just a foretaste of what your future will look like in the next coming weeks. So get used to it. Get used to slurping down your own juices. Get used to having to change your underwear 3, 4, or more times a day. Get used to the overflow of slimy, sexy slickness. Get used to the goo.